First of these is Bruce Meyer, and he's been here to visit the open mic, but not to perform. And so I get to hear him perform for the first time. Please give a big welcome to Bruce Meyer.
See if I can find a pick. I've got them in my pocket.
Yep, okay, well said.
My pick pocket. Ah, that's right. Thanks. Thank you. Appreciate it. So how's that coming? How's the guitar? This is semi-autobiographical, and it's all hidden away in poetic meaning, but it's called One Armed Man, and as you can see, I have two of them. But bad joke to start. Where does the one-armed man do his shopping? At the second-hand store. Bada bing. Bad joke. Okay. Well, he's not looking for fame. He's not looking for money. He's not living in the city. He's not living in the country. He's been all around, from the oceans to the desert sands. Looks like the man sitting next to you, but not to be confused. We're talking about the one-armed man. Planted gardens, he's planted gardens and demolished civilizations. Counted the cost and he made his declarations.
One moment.
Someday I'll even learn the words. He planted gardens and demolished civilizations. He counted the cost and he made his declarations. He looked at the catalog and tried out the service on demand. Looks like the man in the mirror, but not to be confused. We are talking about the one-armed man. He saw what he wanted. When he took a bite, he found that it wasn't. Came back to haunt him in the middle of the night. There's no real accounting for the choices that he makes. He knows the road he wants to choose, but the other road he takes. Set his heart for one, and to that one he placed his hand. But his other hand wouldn't let go, but not to be confused. We're talking about the one-armed man. He looked to the horizon and he looked to his navel. Waged war against his enemies, made peace at the dinner table. Counted all the numbers, even those that can't be counted. Built towers on foundations that can't be surmounted. He knows that he was born to live for the Lord's command. But his hand gripped too tightly, and we're not to be confused. We're talking about the one-armed man. He found what he thought was the end of the beginning. Soon he discovered it wasn't his for the taking. Didn't need to apologize. He didn't need to compromise. Didn't need to eulogize. Didn't need to deicize. He needed to cut himself free from the trap around his hand. His friend said, man, don't do it, but not to be confused. Talking about the one-armed man. They don't know where he went, they don't know what he did, if he's working in a coal mine just to keep himself hid. He's walking around in plain sight, just confuse them, spending his time painting pictures for a museum. Or maybe he's sailing the seas or preaching peace in Pakistan. But there's one thing we're sure of, not to be confused, we are talking about the one-armed man. There's one thing we're sure of, and it's not to be confused, we're talking about the one-armed man.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, one more hand, please.